Welcome to the 2023 Varsity Breakdown Football Awards. And here is your host, Daniel Guevara.
Oh, man. Well, welcome in, everybody. This is episode 62 of the Varsity Breakdown podcast. And as my host over here brought me in, this is the award show for our football season, the 2023 season. And definitely looking forward to it. We got 12 categories to reveal here today. And I'm actually really excited for it. You know, I know, Loopy, you had the idea. Well, first off, welcome in. You know, and I know you had the idea of allowing a fan vote for not only the two categories that the fans will get to decide, but also including the other 10 categories like defense and offense player of the year. What made you want to do something like that?
I feel like a little bit of recognition goes a long way. And shout-outs to the AIA because they have to deal with a lot of recognition and spread that out throughout the whole entire state. And luckily for us, we just have 14 teams to worry about. Mm-hmm. And in that, I felt like there were so many different categories like that teams and programs could have been awarded for. I think on our original list, we might have had like 15 different categories that each school could have won. In trimming the fat, we came up with the 10 original and then the two that we wanted to definitely include, but we also wanted some fan interaction with this. What did you feel like whenever we finally got the awards down? We came up with the nominations and we got to see the overall engagement from our entire community of their opinion of who they think should win their award.
I thought it wasn't going to get as much traction as it did, honestly. You know, usually when we put stuff out there, you get a little bit of momentum, but for each individual category, pretty much all the views and votes and everything were almost identical. You know, a good amount. I believe each category had over 1,000 votes in it. So, you know, hats off to those that are being represented in those categories and, of course, their schools and their community for helping spread that word of that we were hosting this vote and taking part in it. I think overall it turned out really good, and I'm just excited to get to the results because the way we're going to do it this year is we have the fan who the fans voted for, but we also, in each individual category, we will pick the winner for these awards. And so maybe our decision is not the same as what the people had said. And so it's going to be really interesting to see where everything kind of lined up. And I'm ready to get the show on the road, man.
I am too, but there are a couple of things I wanted to get out of the way before we do it. One, for sure, I wanted the people to understand that the fan vote was more than them just participating. And there, it was kind of like an electoral college in a way. Like, you had your vote, I had my vote, and if we kind of differed, we looked at what the fans were looking and leaning towards. And a lot of the times throughout the show, you'll be surprised to see that I think we were on point with the fans at least 33% of the time. So if you participated in the votes, I think you're going to be very pleasantly surprised with the end of this episode. And be prepared for the social media reveals to be released the next day. So this will be released on Monday. So tomorrow, be looking forward on all of our social medias, X, Instagram, Facebook, and then we'll release graphics of all of our winners. Another thing that we want to let all of our nominees know is that you are going to get a certificate for being nominated. And if you were a winner of the fan vote, your certificate will reflect that you won the fan vote for your specific nomination. If you end up winning the actual award from us, you will get a frame certificate and also a special surprise VB merch option. I'm not going to tell you what it is because it is definitely going to be something that you and everybody else would like, but we don't want to spoil the fun just yet.
Well, if you're ready, sir, I'm ready. What is the first category for the Varsity Breakdown Awards?
So the first category is the Best Sports Videographer Award. This is complementing the exceptional sports videographer able to capture the action, essence, and emotion of the games. The nominees are at Nolan M2, at It's Just Yasan, at Shot by Raph, and at Pascal's Productions. And with 370 total votes, with 36%, on the very first Varsity Breakdown fan vote, the winner for the best sports videographer is at Pascal's Productions.
So first off, congratulations to him. What do you think was a big reason you think he got a good portion of the votes? Because we've seen all of these guys' work, and each one is amazing in themselves. But at the end of the day, was this the decision you thought the fans were going to go?
Honestly, no. I felt like they were going to lean either towards one of their own or the Florence community was going to rally and get behind Nolan, who we know it has put out some amazing content for Florence throughout this entire season. And shout out to Nolan. And don't think I didn't forget about that wing date that we're supposed to have when football season is over. Technically, it's not over. And I know I want to give you a huge shout out for the work you did for Hayden in their championship game, because I know that we don't really include our 1A teams in our discussions, but they're state champions, bro. We can't discredit them. And shout out the Hayden Lobos for doing their thing and winning their state championship in 1A eight-man football. It is an amazing accomplishment, and we commend you. And just going down that list, you see what Yasan has been able to do in his short time here in Arizona. A kid from California coming out here and seeing that Santa Cruz was lacking a social media presence, and then started their page and started following the team and documenting their entire trip throughout the playoffs. It was amazing work. And then actually getting to meet him in person, it was a lot more refreshing than you normally would meeting somebody online, because those interactions can go awry because of how you anticipate or your perception of how a conversation would go, because it's not necessarily face-to-face. And then just going down, Shot by Raph. Raph is a talented basketball player and a talented videographer on top of that. So the work that he does for Santan Foothills can't go unnoticed. And then also he's been able to lock down his AIA pass through BJ Media, mm-hmm. and do some work for the kids up in the valley. The Chandler kids love his work. I know he's been to a Basha game or two. So the work that he does is amazing. So he's definitely getting the shine that he deserves. And I know that you and I are both happy to see him succeed right now.
Absolutely. You know, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun to see more and more schools have their, almost like their individual videographer who can, you know, capture those moments. Because I think, you know, even with Pascal's Productions, these four gentlemen here are setting the trend as to what's being appreciated by these teams and why they're welcomed back year in and year out to capture these moments. So congratulations again to at Pascal's Productions, taking home the Best Sports Videographer Award. But let's move into the second fan vote, which is going to be for the Best Sports Photography Award. So the Best Sports Photography Award is congratulating the exceptional sports photographer able to capture the action and essence of the games. And the nominees are at King Photos AZ, at Vincent Howe 18, at Zach Photo, and at AZ Impact Photography. So with this category, I mean four great individuals themselves at just the, not only the photos that they take during the games, but over the course of a season. Like, you know, you got King Photos, who does like the banners, taking the photos that will be on the banners for these teams. And then you have Mr. Lloyd over there with Post and Butte, and being able, like I seen him on the sideline at the CDO Post and Butte game, and you know, just his passion for wanting to do this and continuing that throughout the course of a football. And, you know, sometimes even he has work outside of it that he just does some amazing work. Then you got Zach over there from Santan Foothills, who's now up at NAU. And he's also a photographer down here, but he does the traveling to still come back to his alma mater and give back. So, and then, of course, not to forget our good man out there in Maricopa, Vincent Howe. You know, you had the opportunity of introducing yourself to him a couple years ago, and he's kind of been a staple of what information and photos we get from the Maricopa Rams. And, you know, that kid, he's come a long way in what is going on almost 2 years since.
Yeah, two years.
2 years since we met him. And, you know, he just continues to want to get better and go on to bigger and better things. But with that being said, you know, I want to congratulate all four nominees. But the winner of the Varsity Breakdown Best Sports Photography Award goes to @KingsPhotoAZ with 36% of the vote and 290 votes. So big congratulations to King's Photos. I mean, what are your thoughts about the work that he does?
No, my thoughts are completely aligned with what the fans think, apparently. I appreciate what Mr. King is doing for the Florence community. A lot of people will go out and support a team throughout their kids' high school career and then end it there and then just move on and continue on with their lives. Mr. King has shown me that his passion isn't just tied to his children. It's tied to being involved in his entire community, because we know that he's also done work with ALA Ironwood and doing their senior photos and some of their team photos, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, he did their banners as well that they have aligned on their fence. So Jeff, I know we always call him Mr. King. Calling him Jeff just feels so weird, but Mr. King, you know, I agree with the people. I think that you are very deserving of this award. And then just going down the line, I thanking all the other nominees. Vincent knows how we feel about him. I feel like he's just like my little brother that I don't get to see often.
Yeah.
But every time when I do see him, it's kind of like a little brother thing. I always got something for him, and I'm like, here, you know, this is, you know, this is your AIA pass. This is some polos. This is a hoodie. This is some merch. I always got something for Vincent, and when I give him his nomination award, he's definitely going to get something a little extra. But, you know, that's just for me. And then Zach. I know when we first met Zach, like, he was always bright and chipper. He always had a good attitude on him. When we saw him on the sidelines, we asked him questions about his camera, because that was our way of breaking the ice with not only student athletes or photographers, just getting to know people in the community. Like, hey, man, how long have you done this? And then seeing Zach and his size and stature, I was like, oh, you're a student here? Like, oh, man. And then seeing him on the baseball field, that's something that I'll never forget. Like, seeing him on the baseball field or in the dugout, especially when the Sabercats were at bat, like, he would say some of the most hilarious and off the wall stuff that would leave me
baseball
cracking
talk
up. Baseball talk, bro. Like, saying somebody has the Constitution in their back pocket is hilarious to me. And Zach does that for me. So congratulations. He's one of my favorite lumberjacks, him and, of course, Angel Flores. And then AZ Impact Photography, that's Mr. Sterling Lloyd. I remember the first time using his work, and then the first time actually meeting him at Broncos Media Day when we met up with him. And then we were putting all the pieces together. We had found out that, of course, Mrs. Lloyd was his wife, and then he was the one that introduced us to her through social media. And once we were able to put those puzzle pieces together, it's just been a very fun and fruitful relationship between us both, where we've been able to promote and honor his work because he's been so gracious with it and sending it to us and allowing us to use his photos and our graphics and just playing with it. And then using photos that of the Broncos that we normally wouldn't get because we weren't able to follow them this entire season, of course, with the Grand Canyon Gridiron Road Tour. So shout out to all the nominees and, of course, the winner. This was a very good turnout for the fan vote. I think that it kind of went where I thought it was going to go. The videography award, I thought it was going to go to Nolan, too, because the Florence community usually comes out hot and heavy, but it's...
Well, especially the way you see it when it's the Coolidge Florence game of the week.
Oh, yeah. And then now, one thing that is going to be not surprising is people are going to see the impact of ALA Ironwood and how much their community came out in this fan vote.
Yeah, no, I definitely will agree with that one. But we want to thank you guys again for participating in that fan vote. And honoring, you know, these eight amazing people who just do some amazing works in their respective communities. But let's go. You were mentioning the Gridiron Road Tour. Let's go into the next award, which is the Varsity Breakdown Best Game of the Season Award. And this award is selecting the most thrilling and memorable game from the Grand Canyon Gridiron Road Tour. And the nominees are Micah Mountain at Poston Butte, Marana at Mountain View, Cienega at Casa Grande, and Vista Grande at Pueblo. Four really good games this year. I think if you think about it, when we finally made our decision, it was very, very close between two games. But I'll let you read the results for this one.
And the VB for the Best Game of the Season Award goes to the Marana Tigers and the Mountain View Mountain Lions. I got to give it to the Tucson peeps on this one. The Battle of the Boot was the best game that we have been to environment-wise. And the reason why I got to give it up to them, because they're not even in Pinal County. We went to the school that's legit right across the street from your house. And the atmosphere there was so electric, and you could tell that those schools have a connection that's beyond what's on that field, because the way that the bands were able to perform together, the way that both crowds were so packed that people had to fill in the sides to watch the game, that even getting out of that area to get to your house was a hassle in itself. But nonetheless, it was a great game to be at. I'm glad to see where it is on YouTube and how well it's being received there, and how many people are actually going back to actually relive that game, because it was a great game to call and be a part of. I actually didn't get to call that game with you guys, but being there with you in the stands, it was one of those moments where, like, you had to be there.
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head. I mean, I think of this game as that David versus Goliath, you know, or the little brother finally being able to beat up the bigger brother, you know, because these two teams are in the same school district, just maybe 15, 20 minutes down the road from each other. And I never really, you know, been to a rivalry, I think, or maybe the Florence and Santan Foothills game, they have now an award for their rivalry, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, outside of that one, I've never seen a high school game or been at a high school game where they're battling for an actual trophy. Usually it's just rivalries, and, you know, throughout the course of the week, you get that tension, the, you know, the people coming and tagging schools or whatever the case may be, like that people used to do back in the day. I know,
old school.
Well, I was gonna say, I know Sabino and Saguaro was they got real like bad with their rivalry, but this one was, like you said, a lot different. I didn't expect the turnout, especially with early on both programs were on opposite ends of the spectrum. One was supposed to come in and blow the lights out for Mountain View, but they were down to their fourth or fifth quarterback and rallied behind their defense, picking up some turnovers late in the game, and it just swung things, because we were talking about getting ready to go into overtime, and then next thing you know, Mountain View is able to turn the ball over and score in the closing seconds. So if you have not been able to watch that game, those games, like Loopy said, are on our SoAZVB network on YouTube. It will, if you watch it, you will definitely know why that game was our game of the year this year, because excitement from whistle to whistle for four quarters, and like I said, a true David versus Goliath moment there.
Yeah, so very deserving for the first VB for the best game of the season award. And then let's talk about the fan vote. With 31% of the vote, Micah Mountain at Poston Butte won the fan vote on that one. And I agree, that was definitely a game that was really...
It was a nail biter too.
Really good from beginning to end. And at the end, you can't even fault Coach Thompson for coming up. And he even apologized. He apologized for us for coming out and losing. We were like, no, you guys played a hell of a game out there. This was mm-hmm. a game that we were happy to be at. And I'll never forget that setup when we got there of where we were and how excited me, you, and Chris were to just even be there mm-hmm. and call that game. So I can see where the fans were coming from on that one. But that Battle of the Boot, bro, it was just a different experience. And if we can, that would be something I wouldn't mind broadcasting next season as well.
Oh, yeah, especially once we're able to get a little bit more under our belt as far as broadcasting goes. But I just think these two games, though, I'm not upset with what the fans thought about either, because those were the two games that we went back and forth on for a while there. And for Micah Mountain and Poston Butte, another nail biter there. Definitely go check them out on our YouTube channel, because those two games definitely were the highlights of the year. So congratulations to both schools, Marana and Mountain View, winning the VB award awarded from us, and then Micah Mountain at Poston Butte getting the fan vote there. So,
all right, let's move into our fourth award, the VB for the Most Improved Program Award. This is observing the Pinal School that has shown significant improvement in their overall sports program. And the nominees are the Maricopa Rams, the Santa Cruz Dust Devils, the Vista Grande Spartans, and the ALA Ironwood Warriors.
And the winner of this award is going to be the ALA Ironwood Warriors. I think if you look at the season that they had this year compared to past seasons, you know, they improved their record by 5 games, going 2-8 or last year to 7-3 this year, and coming one game away from winning the 3A Central Region Championship. So, and also making the playoffs for the first time at the AIA level. So a big congratulations to ALA Ironwood and Coach Dawson, because this team will be a program that is going to be very scary next year.
No, I agree. I think that Coach Dawson has definitely got this Warrior team on a good track, and he had a good squad to inherit when he got there. So definitely a resourceful coach, and I think that he will do very well with this ALA Ironwood team in the future.
Now, what did the fans decide for that one?
Well, I said earlier that we were on track with the fans, and with 37% of the fan vote, the winner of that category was the ALA Ironwood Warriors.
And I can't say enough about what that program did this year. You know, the other nominees, Maricopa, who went from a winless team last year to winning 4 games this year. Santa Cruz having that resurgence, especially as you got to the middle part of the season, and improved their record as well, and also winning a region championship. And then you have Vista Grande, best start in school history. You know, all these teams were deserving to be a nominee here. I just think when you look at the overall impact of their season, ALA Ironwood outshined the other three by a small margin.
And everybody agreed.
So moving on to the next category, it's the Varsity Breakdown Team Spirit Award. And it's recognizing the Pinal County School with the most spirited and supportive fan base. And the nominees are the Casa Grande Cougars, the Florence Gophers, the Santa Cruz Dust Devils, and the ALA Ironwood Warriors. and what are the results for that category?
And the VB for the Team Spirit Award goes to the Florence Gophers. The Florence Gophers have shown consistently that they are a team that not only involves their community, they have a band that participates well. They are a band that is definitely on par with a big band like the Pride of Casa Grande, a team that we are very happy to be a participant in their crowd whenever their band gets going and they get hype. We just love being in that atmosphere, and I feel like Florence definitely does that. And then you include what their cheer team is able to do and being involved with every play and every different down. It's a good feel, and I feel like that's why Florence does as well as they do, because they have the involvement of everybody in that city.
You already took what I was going to say. You know, I think that if you look at a community that is really involved with what their kids are doing, it's definitely the Florence Gophers. And it's kind of like, man, they're their own town within the, you know, they're their own town within the town when it comes to the high school over there at Florence. It doesn't matter what sport it is. They definitely do get a lot of support and a very good turnout each and every game, no matter what the sport is. So congratulations to Florence on winning that award. But how about the fans? What did they decide?
All right. So with the VB Fan Vote Award, with 32% of the vote, the ALA Ironwood Warriors took the fan vote. And being at that field in that press box, it was something that when I remember calling you, I was like, man, you got to come into this press box and see how it is. And another thing with ALA Ironwood is the Malt family. We got to give a shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Malt, Connor, and congratulations to him and the Ottawa Spirit for doing as well as they did this season and coming away with I think a championship, if I'm not mistaken.
We'll have to double check on that one, but I think you might be right there.
I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I do think that they have a little bit of hardware to celebrate this season. But yeah, the Malt family treats us so well when we go out there. They keep us hydrated. They give us gift baskets, you know, saying thank you on them. And then also we can't forget the Rockin' Protein that we are able to enjoy before, during, and after. And it's just a great venue. And if we had an award, we definitely did have an award for the best football facility. And we kind of, like I said, trimming the fat, we had to do away with it. ALA Ironwood definitely had that award, I got to say.
Beautiful school. But congratulations to Florence and ALA Ironwood on being the most spirited. Florence chosen by us, ALA Ironwood chosen by the fans. But let's roll into our next category, which is the Varsity Breakout Player of the Year Award. What does that entail?
The VB Breakout Player of the Year Award is celebrating the achievements of the student-athlete who have demonstrated exceptional growth this season. And the nominees are Mason Lloyd, Malik Smith, Aiden DeLeon, and Jose Cardona Jr.
And the winner of this award will go to Maricopa quarterback Jose Cardona Jr., who had an amazing season helping the Maricopa Rams pick up some wins this year. And to think about, he's only a sophomore, which he had a great season. Like I said, we had him on our radar as a person that was filling in a role. I had doubted him a lot this year, especially during the off season, where I didn't think he was going to be a big enough impact for the Rams, but he completely changed my mind this year on what his skill set is. And I wish him and the Rams a great season coming into next year, because I know he's going to get back during the offseason, get back to work and working on improving his game. And we might see him here in the next 2 years possibly being a candidate for Offensive Player of the Year for sure.
No, I can definitely see that happening. And let's talk about what the fans decided. Again, another time where me, you, and the fans were definitely in sync. With 33% of the vote, Jose Cardona Jr. walked away the winner for the fan vote on this nomination. So definitely agree with what you said and what the fans are feeling. I think that Jose Cardona Jr. definitely changed a lot of opinions of not only how Maricopa is perceived, but what they can do as far as turning around from a winless season where you and I, not only just you and I, but a lot of other people, you know, really doubted what they were going to be able to do, even after their region placement into the 5A Sonoran region. So shout out to the Maricopa Rams for their turnaround season. And it, of course, being led by none other than Jose Cardona Jr.
All right. Well, let's go on into our next category. And we're going to take things a little bit different here where it's not going to be what a team or a player does on the field, but just their overall character, as this is the Varsity Breakdown Outstanding Sportsmanship Award, which is acknowledging the Pinal County student athlete that exemplifies sportsmanship on and off the field. And the nominees are Salim Sesma of Coolidge, Isaiah Martinez of Florence, David Robaloth of Santan Foothills, and Leland Sevilla of Casa Grande. Who is our winner of the Sportsmanship Award?
And the VB for the Outstanding Sportsmanship Award goes to Mr. Leland Sevilla of the Casa Grande Cougars. And also, with 33% of the fan vote, he also is the winner of the Sportsmanship Award. So congratulations to Leland and all the nominees. But what was some reason that you kind of sided with Leland on this award?
I just think when you speak to Leland and you're able to interact with them, he's not that aggressive person that you see on the field. You know, he's very humble, a very respectful young man, and I just love the way that he carries himself. Is that, you know, he may not be the biggest lineman out there, but he definitely has the biggest heart. And I know he cares not only about his family and, you know, his parents, but also his teammates. You know, he holds a lot of love for a lot of people in the Casa Grande community. And I know he makes a big impact in his community as well. And, you know, so I think for me, Leland was definitely the right choice here as a person who is just a humble and respectful kid. And he's also a very good person who shows a lot of sportsmanship. You know, he doesn't do anything dirty or anything like that. And that's what you want to see. He's always trying to help up people that might not even be his own teammates. So those are the type of things that you kind of look at when you see someone who deserves an award like that.
And also, you can't forget the time when he was injured and also on the sideline. When he was on the sideline, he was still a vital piece for that Casa Grande offense and defense on the sideline, getting assignments right, keeping his players accountable for their roles in the game. And if I'm not mistaken, they ended up running away with that game against
Cienega. Yep.
So congratulations to Mr. Sevilla on his first VB award for his outstanding sportsmanship. And I got to commend the other nominees as well, Salim, who was doing his best this season and was also a vital piece on the sidelines for the Bears throughout the entire season, even when he was injured, and also suited up for his final game of his senior year. So you got to love that toughness and heart from number 27.
Oh, man, and his character, he makes me laugh, dude. Like, I just really enjoy being around him, and he brings a good atmosphere. Like, when you're around him, he's a jokester like we were, you know, in school, and, you know, definitely knows how to put a smile on his teammates' faces. Of course, they're mostly probably laughing at him because, like I said, he's just a very funny kid, but at the same time, a very humble person as well.
Yeah, and I got to commend him too, because I remember when you were in Kansas and I put the vote out there to have people figure out where I was going to go to. He said, just come to Coolidge. He's like, we got barbecue and we're going to put on the show. So he's like, so just come out here. And I wish I could have made it out to that game against Crispin, because I know that they did definitely put on the show against the team in red. And shout out Salim one more time. And then Isaiah Martinez, I remember when before we had even let people know about why we weren't able to go to a Florence game. And Isaiah had reached out to us and he said, hey, what do I need to do to get one of those stickers for my helmet? And we're like, you know, we usually just give these to our breakout players or for the players of the game at the end, you know, is for a token of appreciation. But you know what? If I get some time, I'll make my way out to Florence. And I definitely did. I hooked him up and also the other captains with a little something and a small message for Coach Hart. So I definitely commend Isaiah. And it was also his senior year. But I know that we will be seeing him again next year on homecoming as he passes off the crown, because he was voted homecoming king. And I, as a sign of respect, I show every homecoming king the respect and as their title. And I always show royalty respect. So shout out King Martinez for his season this year. And of course we can't forget David Robiloth. David Robiloth was the heart and soul of the Santan Foothills Sabercats. And unfortunately, due to injury, was just not able to be that part on the field, but was still there being a vital part
great
to this team.
Man.
And I can't wait to see his return this spring in baseball. But let's move forward into the awards and talk about a big category that me and you had a little bit of time going over who was going to actually be the winner. And that is the VB for the Coach of the Year Award. And this is commending the coach with the most positive impact on shaping and encouraging their student athletes. And the nominees are Mark Luna of the Casa Grande Cougars, Jesse Hart of the Florence Gophers, Tommy Cortez of the Santa Cruz Dust Devils, and Lauren Dawson of the ALA Ironwood Warriors.
And the winner for the Varsity Breakdown Coach of the Year Award goes to Florence's own Coach Jesse Hart. So big congratulations to Coach Hart. And when you think of Coach Hart, man, I mean, the 2 years he has been here at Florence has taken him to the postseason twice, finally won his first region championship as a coach for Florence, and it was the first his first one in how long?
It was Florence's first region championship, I think, in almost a decade.
Wow. So, you know, just the impact he has made in the 2 short years he's been here definitely does not go unnoticed, because I know Coach Hart has gotten the Gophers to buy into this program. He has the backing of that community. And just his words, when you hear him speak before a game or after a game to his players, he's so inspiring in what he's saying and getting those players fired up and focused for the task at hand. And, you know, that's what I really love about what Nolan does for the Florence Gophers in recording all that stuff, because those are big, impactful things that are being produced or are being recorded. And, you know, just to hear him every post-game speech, I mean, I get hyped up just listening to it, being, you know, a person who played football. I was like, you know, those are what a lot of our teams sometimes are missing, is a coach that is going to bring the inspiration to you and not just a coach that, you know, sometimes is too much. You know, they're a little bit more ruder, or they take a different approach, where Coach Hart, that's his main thing, is using his voice and his words to inspire a team.
Yeah, you pretty much took everything that I had to say, that he is definitely an inspiring person to be under. If I had a coach like Coach Hart to be inspired by, I would definitely be giving my all and be a player in this Florence system that would be thriving, because he provides a level of encouragement that goes beyond the football field. And you can see it, especially when you have an injured player like Josh, who in his senior season was looking to put out a big impact on the field, and unfortunately due to injury was just not able to do that. But in doing so, was able to find the next man up in Malik Smith and still provide a great turnout for the Florence Gophers, ending with a similar season that they had last year and going into the playoffs. So congratulations to Coach Hart. It's definitely a well-deserved recognition. And let's talk about where the fans left it. With 31% of the vote, the fans believe that Coach Lauren Dawson was deserving for the Varsity Breakdown Coach of the Year Award. And I can see exactly why they believe so. In his first year, he was able to take this ALA Ironwood team to the AIA playoffs for the very first time. And I mentioned a little bit earlier on the show, he inherited a very good team, so it wasn't a really a whole lot that he had to do. And I feel like that was kind of the same with Coach Hart last season. But the thing that he had to deal with was a little bit of the misdirection of some of the prior regimes, you know, doing. And I think that both Coach Dawson and Coach Hart did a very good job of doing away with that and getting to exactly where they needed to be to have both programs buy in. And it was definitely a tough decision choosing between these two, or actually all four of the nominees. You look at what Coach Mark Luna has been able to do in his second season with the Casa Grande Cougars. Mm-hmm. It's been nothing short of amazing. And Coach Tommy Cortez in Santa Cruz, his team is still the only team to make it out of the first round in the playoffs for us this season. And that definitely didn't go unnoticed. So it was definitely a lot to consider and go over when we were able to decide who actually took this award home.
Well, we are more than halfway through the award show, just four more awards to go. So the next category we will do is the Varsity Breakdown Program of the Year Award, honoring the school with the overall best performing football program in Pinal County. And the nominees are the Florence Gophers, the Casa Grande Cougars, the Santa Cruz Dust Devils, and the ALA Ironwood Warriors. What are the results for those?
And the VB for the Program of the Year Award goes to the Santa Cruz Dust Devils. I mentioned it earlier. They were the only team to make it out of the first round of the playoffs and ran into a very tough Scottsdale Christian team. Had they not ran into that team, I think that we would still be following this team to this day to the state championships. Mm-hmm. It's just mad unfortunate that they ran into the Eagles this soon, but I can't think of another team that would outperform the Santa Cruz Dust Devils, and that's not even on the field. You look at their fan engagement, their community engagement. There's plenty of teams in Pinal County that have fireworks. Only three to my knowledge, that have tunnels or some type of inflatable for the teams to run through. Mm-hmm. And Santa Cruz is able to do this all with a small town vibe, but still have the ability to be a feared school. In our day, they were a 3A school. Now they're still tearing it up in 2A. And to see them back in this successful lane that we are very used to seeing Santa Cruz in, I'm very happy for Coach Tommy Cortez and his staff and the entire Santa Cruz school for producing such great student athletes that we are able to fortunately cover here in Pinal County.
And the future is bright over there at Santa Cruz. You know, they're a very young team, going to have a lot of returners. And I know the goal is going to be to get back to the state championship. I think, they're 3 or 4 years removed from the winning a state championship not too long ago. Mm-hmm. And now they're on the brink of possibly being there in the next year, maybe two. But I think if you look, you know, as far as our decision, it was a pretty tight race. You know, everybody was deserving of it. You could speak of Florence winning their region as well. But I think overall, you just see the impact that Santa Cruz had. And, you know, they ran into the wrong team at the wrong time. But it's going to be good to see what the future holds there. But what about the fan vote? Did we get that one right?
No, on this one, we were kind of away from the fans. With 32% of the vote, the ALA Ironwood Warriors were believed to be the program of the year. And I could see why. First time ever making it to the playoffs, first time having a really good winning record in school history. So definitely a lot of reasons why they were worthy candidates of being considered for the program of the year. But I feel like Santa Cruz just definitely had the edge on them this year. It would have been interesting to see the two play each other. Oh, yeah. I know that that would have been something I would have been interested in seeing.
Low-scoring game or a shootout?
Oh, I think it would have been a shootout. Both defenses are actually good, but then you got to look at the quarterbacks. Think about how explosive Nathan Harris can be. Even though that ALA Ironwood defense would be able to put it on him, you got to think about his craftiness and able to find his open receivers downfield and just chuck it down there. And then you got to give it to Sean and all the other wide receivers that are out there. Daniel Contreras, if Chico's out there, he's definitely a threat. So they definitely got some weapons out there in Santa Cruz.
And I would, if I was going to pick ALA Ironwood, I mean, Aiden Williams, man, that dude's a workhorse out there for the Warriors. And you got Marcus Dorsey on the defensive side, too.
Number six.
Yeah, he's he had an incredible year this year. It would definitely be a good game. But congratulations to both schools, Santa Cruz, getting our vote, the fan vote, going to ALA Ironwood. But now we're only three categories away, hitting our original three categories that has kind of started since our first year. What's the first one we're going to roll with?
Let's talk about the VB Special Teams Player of the Year Award. This is celebrating the outstanding individual athletic achievements of the student athlete on special teams. And the nominees are Nick Avalos-Lora of Apache Junction, Isaac Lopez of Maricopa, Quentin Jones of Poston Butte, and Darren Swain of the Florence Gophers.
And the winner for the Varsity Breakdown Special Teams Player of the Year Award goes to Florence's Darren Swain. Darren is a kid that plays not only kicker, punter, but he also does some kickoff and punt returns as well. And I think overall, when you look at his stats, he returned a punt and kickoff return for a touchdown, went 37 for 42 on extra points, and two for four on field goals this year, totaling 43 points just in special teams alone, totaling over 55 points in special teams alone. And I think when you look at what type of player he is, I know he led the team in receiving at wide receiver as well, but he is definitely the definition of a special teamer. He plays every position on special teams.
We definitely won't forget the hustle of number two for the Florence Gophers, and we commend him on his hard work by awarding him the Special Teams Player of the Year Award. And if you look at where the fans went with it, with 34% of the vote, the fans thought that Isaac Lopez of Maricopa was the deserving winner for the Special Teams Player of the Year Award. I know that Maricopa being in 5A, you don't really get an opportunity to see a team like Maricopa and Florence play against each other. But again, a long, long time ago in a galaxy far away, those two teams used to play each other quite often.
The early 2000s. But yeah, that we grew up, playing Maricopa. They were in our division, so to see them at 5A now, starting to get in the groove of things, you know. And I think having somebody like Isaac Lopez on special teams is very beneficial for that. And I'm interested to see where the future holds for our special teams candidates, because I think a lot of these guys are seniors this year. So, you know, will they get opportunity to play special teams at the next level? If you look at our winner from last year, Nick Avalos-Lara, I mean, the kid can kick. Quentin Jones, he's super fast, got a lot of speed on him, and, you know, can definitely have the ability to play at the next level. But either way it goes, I'm really happy with the pick, you know, and Isaac Lopez picking up the fan vote. But let's move into a category that took us a while to kind of cycle through and make a decision on, and that's the Varsity Breakdown Defensive Player of the Year Award. Who are the nominees for those?
And the nominees for the VB Defensive Player of the Year Award are Zayden Cundiff of the Florence Gophers, Angel Chaydez of the Vista Grande Spartans, Andre Dukes of the Coolidge Bears, and Marcus Dorsey of the ALA Ironwood Warriors.
And the winner for the Varsity Breakdown Defensive Player of the Year Award goes to Coolidge's Andre Dukes. You know, when you're thinking about a person who plays a vital role on a defense, I think you have to look none other than big Andre Dukes. When I think of his impact on the field as far as being an interior defensive lineman, we know they don't get a lot of the shine. You know, they're there to plug holes and try to get to the quarterback as quickly as possible, but to sit there and plug the holes on the runs. But when I think about him, I think about the impact of somebody like Aaron Donald on the Rams, your favorite team. It's just like the little bit that he does changes what an offense has to do in order to stop him. And, you know, if he wasn't so fast off the ball and over pursued, I guarantee you his tackles and tackles for loss and sacks would be even higher than they are this year. He finished with 81 tackles, 17 tackles for loss, and 8 sacks, and I believe had 2 forced fumbles as well. But just the impact of him as an interior defensive lineman, he is definitely a hard to stop. The kid is an animal when he gets off the snap of the ball.
Oh, I feel if you're a team watching film, you definitely were paying attention what number 72 was doing on the field, because he's definitely a beast. We were able to see that in our first year of coverage, and we've been able to see what he's been able to do all the way up to his senior year. And his recognition goes beyond us. He was able to get recognized by the AIA as the Defensive Player of the Year for his region. So shout out to Mr. Dukes for everything that he's been able to accomplish this season. And I wish him the best of luck in his future. Hopefully he's able to play for another team.
He just got an offer not too long ago.
Bethany Swedes. I would love to see him in yellow and blue. You talked about Aaron Donald. I feel like him in yellow and blue might be what he needs to unlock that monster within.
All right. And what did the fans decide on this one?
And with 33% of the vote, Mr. Angel Chaydez of the Vista Grande Spartans was believed to be the deserving winner of the VB Defensive Player of the Year Award.
And I think if you look at Angel, when some of his defensive companions went down with injury, he definitely elevated his game even more, racking up double-digit sacks this year. And when we got to see him against not only Pueblo, but Desert Sunrise, I mean, he's a special teamer himself. He does the field goal kicking for the team, but just his quick first step whenever he's coming off the edge is why he was able to get double-digit sacks this year. And he plays very smart. You know, I think when you over the course of the games we watched him at, I don't know how many times we kept hearing his name. So definitely see why the fans decided to vote for Angel. But those are our Defensive Player of the Years. Andre Dukes chosen by you and I, Angel Chaydez by the fans. But now there's only one more category to go.
And that is the VB for the Offensive Player of the Year Award. And this is celebrating the outstanding individual achievements of the student athletes on offense. And the nominees are Aiden Williams of the ALA Ironwood Warriors, Elterna Gant of the Casa Grande Cougars, Logan Stinson of the Florence Gophers, and Nathan Harris of the Santa Cruz Dust Devils.
And the winner for the Varsity Breakdown Offensive Player of the Year Award goes to Casa Grande's Alterna Fatty Gant. I think he, you know, with Fatty, man, he had an amazing season this year. He had over 2,100 yards, 25 touchdowns, and 6 interceptions. Also led the Cougars in rushing with over 500 yards and 7 touchdowns to go along with 2 100-yard games. And when you think of a player that is really irreplaceable on a team, you got to think of none other than Alterna Gant. I know Aiden Williams is another impact player like that. Logan Stinson as well, and Nathan Harris. He had such a tremendous season. But when you're thinking of a person, if you took him off the field, how would that team handle the situation? I think Fatty is one of those guys that you can't take your eye off if you're a defense trying to game plan around him.
No, definitely. When you think of a motor, Fatty is definitely the gasoline that keeps the Casa Grande offense going. I feel like he is definitely deserving of this award and this recognition. His ability to find his receivers downfield and scramble in a very rough and tough situation, it's very commendable. It's unfortunate that it didn't get to happen in the last game of the season against Apollo, but seeing how well they're doing so far in the playoffs, Casa Grande very well might have played the 5A state champions. We won't know until a couple of weekends from now, but congratulations to Fatty and congratulations to all the winners of this season's Varsity Breakdown Awards for football.
But before we wrap up the awards, what was the fan vote on this one?
The fans lean towards ALA Ironwood on this one. They believe that Aiden Williams was that guy that the ALA Ironwood Warriors couldn't do without. And I agree with that.
He is the workhorse.
I don't, and luckily ALA doesn't have to worry about this, but granted, if Aiden had went down, I don't know if there was another player that would be able to step up and get the type of yards that Aiden was able to get. Aiden wasn't a scrambling, running outside type of running back. He was the running back that would run right through the crowd and still be staying up.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if ALA has another type of running back that could provide that type of offense. So I can see what the fans were thinking when they were thinking Aiden, and he is definitely a player that was, I don't want to say a close second, but it's definitely in consideration for our top honors for the Offensive Player of the Year award.
Oh, no doubt. And I think overall, when you look at it, these were the top four players on the offensive side in Pinal County. And, you know, I think all of our nominees were amazing this year, you know, in their respective areas. And it was a lot of fun. I mean, I can't wait to do it again next year. But when we do these type of awards, it kind of is a bummer at times, because it means it's the end of football season. And, you know, that's one of my favorite times of the year. So being able to do something like this, it was a lot of fun, and I can't wait to do it next year.
Well, think about next week. Next week we get to do our draft where you get to pick your fantasy team. I get to pick my fantasy team. And on top of that, we get to release the All-Pro. First time ever we do the VB All-Pro selections, where we pick a first team, second team, maybe a third team, depending on where the talent leads us to select, and, of course, an honorable mention selection. So definitely looking forward to that. I know that basketball season's coming up. I want to wish all of our 4-team programs and, of course, the other 1A programs that we don't get to touch on, a best of luck this basketball season.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Coach Aaron Monteverdi, want to give him a special shout out, and the Lady Bears, wishing them the best of luck this basketball season. And is there anything that I'm forgetting or anybody that you want to give a shout out to? I know that a couple of photographers that I wanted to give a shout out to, one in particular, Mr. Tino Espinoza, shout out Tino's Flicks. I know that he wasn't technically a nominee, but he was somebody that we had considered putting in our nominations, and it just turned out, you know, he just didn't make it, but he was definitely in the cut.
And to think about it, he's only barely starting out, so we know he's when he continues his progress and working on his craft, he's definitely going to be in considerations for years to come. But I don't think there's really anything else, brother. I mean, it was a great 2023 football season. You know, looking to have a little bit of downtime for the holidays and kind of get back to work this coming spring for baseball and softball. But other than that, just be on the lookout for any announcements on our social media. And, you know, I always talk about the scholarship stuff is coming out soon. So be on the lookout for that. And just overall, I want to say thank you to all the teams and their respective communities for having us for another season. And it's 3 years down, man, and in football. And so looking forward to year four next year. But if you ain't got nothing else, brother, I think we could leave it right there.
Take it easy.